In our gospel, we hear, "So be perfect, just as your heavenly Father is perfect." In the first reading, we hear, "So be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy." Now, these might sound like very lofty standards that we're being held up to. And in fact, they are. They might even seem impossible to do. And you know, on our own, they are impossible. However, there are two things that we can know for sure. The first is, as our Lord tells us elsewhere in the gospel, nothing is impossible for God. And secondly, Jesus did not give us any standards to which we cannot measure, to which we cannot reach. Now, if it is possible to achieve both, we need to realize that. Our Lord would not give us any measurement that we can't reach. But we do need to realize that it is not something we can do under our own strength. It's not something we can do under our own power. We need the wisdom and the grace of God to accomplish this. Now, last week, of course, we talked about the wisdom of God and comparing that to the wisdom of the age. Well, St. Paul kind of continues on this same theme in our second reading. He says, "If anyone among you considers himself wise in this age, let him become a fool, so as to become wise. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness in the eyes of God." And I think the opposite can be said as well, that the wisdom of God is foolishness in the eyes of this age. We must realize that if we are to truly reach those goals of being perfect and being holy that we are called to do, we can't do it by following the ways of the world, by following what everybody else does, by doing the things that everybody else does, by following the values that everyone else holds. In fact, the very idea of being perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect, and the very idea of being holy as the Lord your God is holy, is foolishness in the eyes of the world. They say that's all just foolishness. You can't reach that. We can. Again, if we are willing to follow the ways of God and not the ways of the world. What we need to do is open ourselves up to the Holy Spirit dwelling in us. St. Paul reminds us of this. "Do you not know that you are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you?" Well, if the Spirit of God is dwelling in us, if this Holy Spirit is dwelling within us, then he can lead us and guide us to our Heavenly Father, to living up to those standards that our Lord has placed before us. And we need to allow that Spirit to guide us, especially when that Holy Spirit is guiding us away from that worldly wisdom that can lead us astray. So may we seek to be perfect as our Heavenly Father is perfect. And may we seek to be holy as the Lord our God is holy, through that work of the Holy Spirit dwelling in us.